Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. 7-4 heading into December when it all the fun begins and we got everything in front of us. We're looking forward to the challenge of playing Washington, and it's going to be a great challenge. They're very, very talented at receiver and running back. Their quarterback's, he's got the hot hand right now, and he's playing really well at a high level. So it's going to be a great challenge. With that, I'll throw up the questions.
We haven't spoken to you since Adoree got hurt. Just how much of an impact does that have on you and what you guys try to do?
I think it'll be one of those things at the end of the season. We'll look at the total impact of it. The thing that concerns or the biggest impact is on the person himself, because I know how hard he's worked and how well he's played. And that's the toughest thing, to see a thing like that happen. You know, we've been dealing with injuries all year, and we just got to put the next guy in there. But, definitely, I miss the person that's out there on the field. And, you know, he's out there right now, you know, during walkthroughs and, you know, talking to the corners and still leading like a champ. But, I can't wait till we get him back. And I have no idea when that'll be.
How much does it change what you can do, though, when you don't have a cornerback that you can say, okay, I'm going to put him on the other team, the best receiver, at least, and then, you know, maybe move him around?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's not a overall huge change, because, you know, every week we try to do something different. And you know, we're going to look at the win probability of it, of what we do and what plan we go with. It's just that the toughest thing, Pat, is when you have somebody that you're working that week and then something happens to him during the game. You know, that's the thing that affects you. So
does it upset you that you lost him on a play that wasn't on defense?
I just feel, you know, we have great communication here in the building, and we know where we're at and what we're building. And I feel bad for the kid.
Is there any frustration on your part? We talk about sacks all the time, and it's not all about sacks. But when you get so many pressures and there's no sack to go along with that, would you like to see a sack mixed in there once in a while? And do you think there's been any frustration getting so many pressures without finishing it?
I give Dak all the respect in the world. He stood in there and took some hits. And you know, it's to me, sacks are a lot like turnovers. They'll come in bunches when they do. But, you know, when you look at the quarterback hits, then look at the completion percentage of the quarterbacks in this league, and I think we're third overall in both hits and quarterback completions against us. You know, low rate, saying a good rate for us.
Where does the pressure percentage come into you in terms of stats that you look at? That come in higher than sack percentage?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the sacks will come, you know, and when are the sacks occurring? You know, when they have to hold the ball to make a play. You know, I alluded to Kayvon, who I thought played his best game to date against Dallas when we play in Baltimore. You know, that sack, Pinnock, to end the game, basically. You know, so it's – when they have to hold the ball, because that's the other thing you look at is, you know, how fast is the quarterback releasing the ball against your defense. And I think we're third in that as well. I think they're third in all three categories, if I remember correctly.
Wink, there's obviously when everyone plays Washington, there's a lot of talk about their defensive front and their four first-round picks. That's not your concern, obviously.
Right.
But you guys have three. As a defensive front guy with Kayvon, you have three first-round picks.
So mm-hmm.
Should your defensive front take a backseat to anybody in your mind?
I love our front. I love the front that we have. And I haven't studied other people's, you know, that'll be in the offseason when we do that. I know they play really well there in Washington too, their front. So I'm just looking at what's best for us to win that week. I'm not thinking about backseat, front seat, or anything else.
I mean, can you think your defensive front can take control of the game?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's the plan. You know, I mean, you know, but then they snap the ball and we'll see what happens.
You feel like you're going to
have back this week? And if so, how much?
I think that's Dave's going to answer that one, you know, if we'll have him back or not. You know, I hope that we do.
How much have you missed him?
A lot. It sounds like a Hallmark card, doesn't it? I missed you a lot.
Well, you've mentioned that you've never seen a roster move around this much before. I guess, how have you handled that as a coach?
I think it becomes the norm after a while. You know, it's just like I told or asked you guys when we came in. Does this throw you off being here Wednesday instead of Thursday? Because it does me, you know. And it's like the way it's been this season, it's just sort of become the norm that, okay, here's who we have. Let's plan it this way. Let's do it this way, you know. So it's really become the norm, which that's not a good thing to say. I understand that. But that's where we're at.
What do you say to Darius?
I thought he played well. I did. You know, he really hasn't played in 2 years. And to come in there and play the way he did, I was really pleased with it.
Can you speak to what you've seen from Jason Pendleton's contributions and get this in
the lineup? Oh, I think that he's done a great job, and you know, still has a lot of things to learn. You know, as far as being an every down player and every down safety, but I think he's done a great job since he stepped in. And you know, we have other guys too. You know, that we'll mix into those roles.
Dave's obviously spent most of his career on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm just curious, like behind the scenes, how much input does he have during the week, during the games with what you're doing?
We meet with him every week, every day, every week. And then what's great about it is he gives us the offensive side of it. Here's what I think they're seeing. Here's what I think, you know, and that's been great. That's been helpful to me and the rest of the defensive staff.
What do you think of your run defense, and how does your run defense stop Robinson and Washington?
Well, I think, you know, that we're just going to have to get 11 hats to the football. And, you know, right now, statistically, our run defense isn't very good. And we need to continue to work on fundamentals and technique and getting everybody to the football. You know, when you start putting in all the other runs, the wide receiver sweeps and all the other, you know, plays off of it, you know, I think run averages are up across the league, but I think we need to get better at it.
What do you see from Robinson? It seems like, you know, it's a pretty amazing story, everything that happened to him, for him to be back, and it seems like the last couple of weeks he really started to hit his stride.
Yeah, he's a load. I mean, you know, he ran over that corner from Atlanta. He seeks out contact, so he's going to be another one of those tough backs that we're going to have to get a lot of people the ball to get him down.
Well, you've been pretty open since you got here about how you guys are going to dictate to the opponent. You're
right.
Going to sit back and let the opponent dictate to
right.
you. Do you feel like you guys are in that position, or do you have to do more to dictate defensively early on in games?
I think that, you know, it's right now, you know, that we've done a nice job coming out of the gate usually as a defense. We just got to make sure that we can extend that period of time of playing and starting fast in the second half, I think is a focal point this week that we need to have. And do I still say that we dictate to the offense? Yes, I think we dictate to the offense, but you can do it in different ways, like I've said before as well.
Wait, let's take two more.
Can you dictate when you have all the injuries?
Yeah, we're not going to use that. You know, if you want to rush three and watch Heinicke sit back there and pick people apart like he does when you're rushing with just three guys, that'll be a boring game to watch.
Wink, did you challenge Kayvon at all before last game, or do you coach him that way ever, or how do
you? I think challenge might be a strong word. I just have confidence in him. I just know that he's on the rise. He's on the come. He's better, much better than what I originally expected as far as all the other little stuff, you know, because usually, and I'm not saying that just him personally, I'm saying rookies, he's much further ahead than most of the rookies in his class, as far as how he prepares for the game and his knowledge of the game already, and of the defense itself.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.